Hey, how you doing, Billy? I think Jim must be the guy.
749-1444.
Tommy Stinson has a new term for all these bands that wear flannel but take themselves way too seriously.
What would that term be?
Flannel goth. I think it's kind of a cute
term. Wow. That's kind of like, wow. You know, there's nothing in the world as cool as a warped Sub Pop single.
Yeah, there is.
What?
A pink warped Sub Pop single.
Or maybe a scratchy old Led Zeppelin record.
Maybe.
Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing tonight?
Not too bad.
How's things in Kentucky?
Not too bad.
You're going to have a new president in less than 7 hours, you know.
All right.
You pumped?
Yeah, I am.
He's going to be the worst one ever.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
My prediction, in 25 years, Bill Clinton's nose will be bigger than Tip O'Neill's nose is right now. It'll be bigger than a light bulb.
Yeah, well, his nose isn't going to be what gets us in good in the economy and all that other fun stuff.
What is going to get us in good with the economy?
Bill Clinton.
What's he going to do to make us good with the economy?
I have no idea.
But you just wish him a lot of luck and you hope he does a good job for the country.
Do what?
Why, because he's cute?
No.
Tell me something. All these women have been calling these AM talk shows, talking about all these wet dreams they're having about Bill Clinton. Are you a member of that category?
No, I'm not.
Why is it, and tell us from a woman's point of view, since you are one, why is Bill Clinton so attractive and adorable to the ladies?
Maybe because he's one of the youngest presidents that we've had.
Who's cuter, Al or Bill?
Al.
Which song do you like better? Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow or You Can Call Me Al?
Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Do you like the Fleetwood Mac tune better than the Paul Simon tune?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you all remember me?
Do we remember Jennifer? We never forget anyone, Jennifer.
Sebastian Bach.
You asked about what?
Oh, you're the girl that used to be in love with Sebastian Bach?
Of course.
What'd you like him so much for? He was just a David Lee Roth wannabe.
Nah.
Uh-huh.
Skid Row's already fallen off the earth, haven't they?
No, they haven't.
They're still hot, they're still hip, they're still cool with the kids?
Sure.
I thought Extreme took their place in the hearts and minds of all the pseudo-metalers.
Not mine.
Extreme never, but Sebastian Bach forever in your heart.
Right. I feel bad for you guys, some of these weirdos that you have caught up here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, we feel bad for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome, because you live in Kentucky.
And you like Sebastian Bach.
Yeah. Come on, I mean, get real.
Come on.
Sebastian Bach rolls.
Is he cute?
Of course.
Is he cuter than Al?
Yeah.
If Sebastian Bach was running for president and Bill Clinton was running for president, who would you vote for?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why, Sebastian Bach would be a better president than Bill Clinton.
I don't think so.
He would throw bottles at everybody that ticked him off. He'd go over to Saddam Hussein and say, "Hey, you. And then he'd hit him in the head with a bottle.
That happened 3 years ago. Give him a break.
Oh, he's matured so much since then. He's grown as an artist and matured as a human being.
Well, I haven't heard about him throwing any more bottles at anybody.
I haven't heard about him doing a concert.
I haven't heard about
He's
him
probably
out
all
record.
Strung out on heroin someplace.
I haven't heard about anybody caring about him. Oh, yeah, he recorded with Rob Halford of Judas Priest, didn't he?
Oh, he did?
Didn't they?
He's not going to join Damn Yankees, is he?
I hope not.
They'll probably call themselves, like, Pissed Off Brits.
Right.
Okay, Jennifer, we got to move on out of here. Bye to you too. Jeez, you'd think those Kentucky people would learn manners and say goodbye before they hang up.
749-1444 is the number here. That's 7491-444.
Did they ever teach you phone manners in school?
Who, me?
Yeah, like in the third or fourth grade. You actually studied phone manners in school. Did you do that?
Never hang up on a member of your family.
Don't chew into the phone. Hi, Angie.
Don't ever.
Hello.
Don't drink while you're on the phone.
Hi, Angie.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. I wanted to tell you guys that my conquest is over.
What conquest was that?
I've had my first big O.
Oh, you did?
Yes, aren't you guys happy for me?
And how did it go?
Oh, it's great.
Is this her from last week?
Yeah, this is you. From last week that had never achieved the big O before?
Hey, remember,
she calls the Chris and Rob talk show a week later. What happens?
She's orgasmed.
How many did you have?
I had one.
One.
Did you think of Chris's voice or my voice?
Yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just heard Jennifer call up.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're on the level here. You did reach a climax.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're responsible for your own orgasms.
Yes.
Did you tell your daughter about it?
No, I think she's too young.
Oh.
She wouldn't understand it anyway.
Are you kind of beaming? Are you just going around the house kind of floating and laughing and smiling? And
I was considering it happened Saturday night.
Isn't the sky a particularly lovely shade of blue today?
Gray's more like it around here.
Yeah, but I'd like to thank all the people who tuned in and I guess wanted to help me on my conquest.
I guess what it was the karmic energy of all the people of Cincinnati pulling for Angie to reach that first orgasm. And now at age, what, 22?
No, 20.
At age 20, Angie has achieved orgasm.
And it was even by a younger man.
16?
Oh, not that young. That's robbing the cradle.
17?
18.
Oh, well, he's an adult then.
Well, he's still younger.
What music were you listening to?
Ozzy Osbourne.
See, now, when you're 40, you're going to still think of Oz. Was it old Oz or new Oz? Every time you new think Ozzy. About your first orgasm, you're going to hear.
What, No More Tears?
No exactly, Bones Movie!
Exactly. That was it.
Could have at least been Ozzy with Randy Rhoads, you know.
Was it No More Sab. Tears? Was it No More Tears?
Yes.
The Johnson's Baby Shampoo song.
Oh, come on, don't even think of that.
In my wildest fantasies, I could see me getting it on to Black Sabbath. But New Ozzy, no way in hell.
Hold on, that New Ozzy song, though, is like 23 minutes long. Isn't it? That No More Tear song, isn't that thing about
23 minutes long?
Isn't it?
It's long enough.
It's got about 20 different parts. It's like he couldn't finish the song, so he just slapped them all together and called
it. What do you think? I hear that the original Sab's going to be going on tour with Ozzy.
I haven't heard that.
I've been hearing that. It's been getting big news. What do you think of that?
Oh, that'd be great.
So was it your lover's anatomy that did it or Ozzy's voice?
The atmosphere.
The count.
Really both.
How high were you?
I wasn't high.
How drunk were you?
I wasn't drunk.
Was it during the day or at night?
About 4 o'clock in the morning.
His place or yours?
His. Got the babysitter and left.
Were his parents there?
No, he's in college.
You're asking a lot of personal questions there, Rob.
You see?
Huh?
You see?
Do I see?
University of Cincinnati.
You see, I see, we all scream for ice cream.
Northern Kentucky University.
Oh, so he's a mountaineer then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations, Angie, and that's good news.
All right.
And
thank you.
Do you think if maybe you're driving along and you hear a new Ozzy song, will you have to stop for fear you'll lose control of the car?
I might. But I doubt it.
Well, congratulations, man.
And many happy returns.
All right, thank you.
Later.
Bye.
749-1444.
Do you think Dr. Ruth ever got results that fast?
I don't think so. It's good to know. Sometimes I wonder, why do we stay up so late doing this late night talk show? And you know, Rob, it's callers like that that make it all worthwhile.
The people just love. The people in the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show audience just love and care and give. And they just pulled so hard for Angie to reach the climax.
Hello, Percy.
Cole! What's happening, Chris and Rob?
Hi, Purse.
Hey, man. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Well, what's up?
Oh, God, man. Clinton is here tomorrow. Today. God, it's going quick, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, it just seems like...
Let's hope it all goes real quick, because it's going to be a disaster, I predict.
So what promises did he break this time?
So far... I mean, I don't think he broke any promises yet today.
Well, I heard he was going to raise taxes.
But what a shock.
Damn, that's a killer.
He's not going to cut the debt in half? What a shock.
He might cut Hillary in half, but I don't know about the debt, pal.
He's not going to cut the debt in half. He's not going to let Haitians come into the country.
I hear he's going to be cutting a few quarter pounders in half.
He's not going to let homosexuals into the military. He's not going to give the middle class a tax cut.
That's a bummer.
Boy, all these things he can't do. What a shock.
Well, where's that rocker at tonight? I haven't heard him in a while.
Rocker?
Yeah, remember that old crazy dude?
Yeah, boy, those were the good old days when Rocker used to call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know, man. I tell you what, all the old-timers, they just crashing out or something. I don't know.
You know, who needs them? Just so long as we got plenty of newcomers.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm bringing them all in there.
Just like Angie. She's a newcomer.
Yeah, who's that skinny dude, man? It's like peanut butter or something.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I get his old lady Fonda to call up.
How about them apples?
Oh, God. How about them Fondas?
Yeah.
Wow. Her name is actually Fonda Peters. You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
You think she's Fonda Peters?
I'm not.
Ooh.
Just mine.
I don't know, man. You guys had those two homeboys on there a couple months ago.
I'll tell you something, though. I heard that back in the old days, that when they made biker movies, they smoked real grass. Peter Fonda said that.
Oh, you know, Peter.
Okay, Percy, anything important on your mind, or should we move on?
Well, I had politics there and stupid Dirty Johnny jokes, you know, but you know, I thought that was kind of goofy.
What, the Dirty Johnny joke?
Yeah, you kept saying about the teacher. That was Johnny Fucker Faster.
Holy moly.
You know it.
Later.
Hey, cool!
Cool!
Dude.
Yeah, 749-1444. That's 749-1444. Get your calls in here as fast as you can.
That could have been the first guy named Percy I have ever spoken with. Wow. Hey, can we get a job there?
Where?
No, okay. I thought that was just a test. I thought it was a one ad or something. We're going to talk right now to 8 Ball. How you doing, 8 Ball?
Hey, girly man.
And who's behind you, man?
I got you behind me. Here she is.
It's Fonda Peters.
Hi, Fonda. Hi, 8. What's on your mind tonight?
We want to pump up your butt cheeks, girly man, with my sphincter ball.
Why do you want to do that?
Give you some strength with somebody that's got something next to you.
Percy's my man.
Percy's a good man.
Percy's a good man, and you would know.
Yeah, he'd love reach around.
Yeah, I tell you what, 8 Ball, stop it, man. I can't breathe. I'm laughing too hard. I can't breathe. Stop it. You're slaying me. You're killing me. Stop it. Shut up, 8 Ball. You're killing me. You're slaying me. I just can't take it anymore. Oh, man. Oh, the way he combined that horrible accent with absolutely nothing original to say, it was too much to take.
Some of you might not agree, but you probably likes a lot of misery. But think a while and you will see. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. What you gonna do? Cause you're an asshole. Maybe you think you're a lonely guy, and maybe you think you're too tough to cry, so you went to the grape just to give it a try. And Dagmar,
without a doubt, the ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life
was his name.
One, two, three, four.
The whiskers sticking out from underneath of his pancake makeup.
And he was a beautiful lady.
Nearly drove you insane.
Let's talk about leather.
And so you kissed a little sailor.
Tex Abel starring in the latest Shepherd's production. Sir Richard Pumpelow.
You sniffed the reeking buns of angel.
The tale of a demented bread boffer.
And acted like it was cocaine.
My whole wheat loaf.
You were dazzled by the exciting new costume of Coco.
Then on Tuesday night, Caesar's back in town.
In a way you can't explain.
Facing off in an Olds Bar tag team
and
grudge match.
And so you were cool with Michael.
379 pounds of Samoan dynamite.
Which
volcanic hell.
But you came back on Sunday for the gong show.
Thursday, two nights.
But you forgot what I was saying. Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, yes, yes. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole.
Well, now you're pissed at the grave, pissed at the chest. Now I think you know it's
You can't live with what you've been through. Well, ladies, you can be an asshole too. You might pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you, but don't fool yourself, girl, it's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's winking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's blinking at you. That's why I say I'm gonna ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Cornhole!
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Wristwatch, Crisco.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your...
I knew you'd be surprised!
Hello?
That was some fly convo you were laying down.
Was it?
Yeah, do it again.
Okay.
Get his dead PC ass out of bed again.
Get your dead PC ass out of bed and get over here. Turn that song back on. What the hell are you doing?
Watch the way he keep the beat.
Sweet as honey's a piece of cake from the ginseng root and stuff he take. Vitamin E.
No, stop it.
He's so cool, he'll make you freeze.
Make you freeze.
Make you freeze.
Excuse me, please.
Step aside.
A rendin' and 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 a
Hi there, I'm Christopher.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the sensitive Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. What are you laughing at?
We're not a bit like Dave Letterman. We don't talk about sports all the time.
Well, we do sometimes, though. And the phone number here is
749-1444.
And you can call it up as soon as we're done talking to Jennifer.
Jennifer, please share with us.
Hello, Chris and Rob. It's not Jennifer. It's Jeremy. How y'all doing, guys?
Who is this?
Jeremy!
You told the guy that screens calls your name was Jennifer.
I had to give him a pseudonym. Ooh. I'm not who I was. You wanted to talk to me.
What's on your mind?
Oh, everything's on my mind. What's on your mind tonight, guys?
Well, other than the fact that we're not looking forward to the Clinton administration, but we are looking forward to a Dallas Cowboy victory.
Not really. I've never been too fond of the Cowboys because that second Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders movie just wasn't up to the first.
So you want a Buffalo Bills to win?
I really don't care about professional football.
Jim, you got any money on the line?
No, but
want to place a bet here?
Yeah!
My money's on Cowboys.
Minus how many?
Not minus any.
Oh, well, y'all, boy.
All fair in love and war. It's a game, 50-50.
Cowboys, don't fight now.
Everyone knows that the Cowboys got 7 points.
The Cowboys,
yeah, but they're not going to win tonight.
No, not tonight. They're not going to win.
Nobody's going to win.
They're not going to win tomorrow night.
No, they're not.
They're not going to win. The Cowboys are going to win, pal.
That's what we said. The Cowboys are going to win.
Yeah, I'm banking my money on the Cowboys.
I got a good issue tonight. I want to talk about all these weirdos that call up.
Uh-huh.
These Skippy dudes. These Annabelle.
Hey, listen, man. Where do you get off insulting our callers? I mean, we represent a wide cross-section of Americana. And listen, if you don't want to give the voice of the people back to the people, well, then you're just an undemocratic elitist jerk-off, and we don't need you here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I didn't vote for Clinton.
Who said anything about voting for Clinton? We have people who represent the city of Cincinnati and the country that is the United States of America. You don't want to hear their voice. You want to stay in your ivory tower somewhere. You can just live up there where they have to pump the oxygen in. But we got to live in the real world, pal. You can't hide your head in the sand like some kind of demented elitist ostrich.
I gotta get a job.
What do you suggest we do with all the weirdos that call?
I think y'all just threw them away.
Wow, did that one even ring on the air?
749-1444 is the phone number here. No weirdos need apply.
No, none at all. Just nice, normal, calm, civilized.
Regular late night type people.
Intelligent kind of human beings. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about this?
What's that?
The story I have in my hand here?
No.
Well, let's talk to the Skipster first. Hi, Skippy.
What's up, fellas?
What do you want?
What was up with that last dude?
Man, that dude was a weirdo.
His name was like Jennifer, and then he turned around. It was Jer or whatever.
Skippy, just between you and me, I think he was a little bit confused.
I think he was a lot of bit confused. But he sounded like an all right guy. He sounded like one of them guys that'd be like a real pal that go down to the beach and get a blowjob. Two blowjobs, bring his buddy back one.
Yeah, he sounds like one of those kind of guys.
So you guys like not for Clinton, but for the Cowboys?
Actually, as far as professional football is concerned, my official stance is they're a bunch of steroid-crazed animals out to hurt each other, so it's barely a sport above the level of bullfighting.
Are we talking Democrats or football?
We're both. We're talking professional football there. And as for Bill Clinton, we wish him the best of luck because if he does a good job, that means it's good for the country. And we certainly hope the country does well, but we remain cautiously pessimistic.
And we do think he eats way too much junk food.
Way too much.
Thanks, Skippy.
Later.
749-1444 is the phone number here.
But you know how you can tell the government's broke?
How's that?
When they want to sell advertising space on their property.
How so?
Like the space shuttles.
Uh-huh.
Three commercial backers of a NASA-supported rocket program are selling ad space on the shell of a 50-foot, a 52-foot Conestoga 1620 rocket that is to be launched this spring from Wallops Island, Virginia. The price, $500,000. Who's going to see this damn rocket?
Pretty soon they're going to say, it gets the White House whiter than white.
I know. I mean, who's going to see this rocket? They're going to launch it. And I guess what do rockets usually do? Like put a satellite up in space or something?
Uh-huh.
Who's going to see it? They don't cover that kind of stuff on the news.
Can't they get like a super duper zoom in cam and like zoom in on it going up and use it in a commercial?
I guess they could. Or, you know, are they going to start selling the side walls of the Pentagon? Like, you know, put a big ad like Virgin Records there on the side of the Pentagon. They're going to have a big, you know, Domino's Virgin ad. Records. I don't know. Virgin just seems to be everywhere. That guy's so fabulously rich. Hang Frank on, Zappa. What's Frank Zappa?
Frank Zappa. The poop shoe thing?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that was Frank Zappa.
Okay. Bye.
That sounded kind of familiar, that voice.
749-1444. We got a couple lines open here, so fill them up.
I mean, maybe like on army uniforms, you know, this space for rent. Because yeah, they wear patches and stuff anyway. You can just put a, you know, put a Chevy patch on her shoulder, just like the tennis
or
players
wear. Like the Camel guy.
Right, because they smoke a lot in the army. Give them, put Joe Camel on the side of a tank, you know, kind of camouflage. And that's what you could do, like, when you get bored, is you can look at the tank and see if you can spot the Joe Camels in the camouflage. And
or see if you can see all the phallic symbols in Joe Camel's nose.
Or just the camel itself on the pack of the cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
How many you can see Manson's face and a guy with a raging...
Full on.
Hard on.
Uh-huh.
Where else could they sell advertising space? They're right there at the White House, like you said. Gets the White House whiter than white. Hello? The Rose Garden.
You can paint anything on a white wall. What's the matter? What you
getting there?
People
know how to use their phone. We got the Rose Garden, you know... Lynn ain't right there. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. Then, you know, FTD. We did the rose garden at the White House. I don't think the government should be selling advertising space on their stuff. Or go about it all the way.
Maybe they could erect a billboard inside of Bill Clinton's dimples.
They possibly could. They possibly could. Rent out the space there on his desk in front of the... In the Oval Office, you know, when he's sitting behind a desk and he has a speech to read to the country.
Well, they already got a thing sitting there that says, don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Do they? Is that going to be on his desk like Truman said, the buck stops here?
Uh-huh.
His will be, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop because it'll soon be here. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone.
Stevie Nicks never made it so big, did she?
That's total Lindsey Buckingham, isn't it?
I thought it was Christy McVie, actually.
You know what would be cool? Hey, Brian. I think this would just be so cool.
What?
If, like, you know, they went to go up there and they thought that they were going to, you know, Fleetwood Mac is together again and everybody thinks that they're going to break into Don't Start Thinking About Tomorrow. And they just break into Do Not Ask Me What I Think of You. I might not give the answer that you want me to. That would be cool if they broke into that. We got Brian the Drunkie.
Hello, Brian. 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 Pick up the phone. Let's do it that way.
Brian, don't you know the rules here?
Yeah, but we don't have a radio, bye.
Give it to Rob.
Hey, what's going on tonight, Brian?
Oh, not much. How you doing?
Hey, okay. How are you?
Pretty good. We're over at Shoemaker Center.
Oh, where the UC Bobcats, Bearcats just crushed to Chicago State by like 60 points?
Yeah, but we weren't there.
Oh, you're cleaning up all the empty beer cups?
No, as a matter of fact, we're here waiting for tickets for Xavier. They got 1,000 left.
Who's Xavier playing?
UC.
The Crosstown Shootout,
yeah,
baby.
The big Skyline Chili Crosstown Shootout.
Yep.
Who are you rooting for?
UC.
Oh, just injuries?
Pardon?
You just root for injuries?
Yeah, I guess so.
UC's going to take advantage of it. They got Corey Blount back.
Yeah.
Xavier's going to get pummeled by 22 and a half.
Yeah, that sounds like a good number.
I guess you go to UC?
No, I don't. I just, you know, live with everybody that does.
Are you outside? Are you standing outside at a phone booth right now?
No, I'm down the hall.
Oh, they let you inside?
Yeah, we're all inside. We're all ready to get this wait outside, but, They wouldn't let us sit outside. They let us all come in.
Oh,
kinda
damn.
Sucked, but
damn, you were looking forward to frostbite.
We had the blankets, the everything ready to drink.
Just like Van Halen tickets.
Right. Yeah, just like Van Halen or Jimmy Buffett tickets,
like,
huh?
Exactly.
Hey, so when's the box office open?
I don't know. They said 9 o'clock, but then the guy told us today that they're going to try to sell them at 7.
That'd be good for you if they sold them at 7, and you could get home and watch the inauguration.
Well, no, I'll just be going to work, but that's okay.
Where do you work at?
Daniel's.
Daniel's Pub?
Yep.
And you, I didn't think...
Ask him why the service is so slow there.
Why is the service so slow there? Man, the place is so small, but yeah, it takes forever to get a beer.
Oh, I don't know. You know, downstairs, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really deal with the bartender.
I was talking about the nachos.
We were talking about the nachos.
Oh, the nachos.
Yeah, the nachos.
I couldn't tell you. I don't work at night. That's probably when you guys come in.
I come in the afternoon.
We come in the afternoons.
Let's see. I'm sure there's some logical explanation for that.
Yeah, you guys are slow.
Okay, what the hell, we're slow.
Ask him what's up with the waitress that don't speak English.
So what's up with the waitress that don't speak English?
Which one? I don't know any waitresses that don't speak English.
The one that looks like she's from, like, Europe or something. Or
the one that looks like she's from,
Asian.
The one that looks like she's from, China. Or Korea.
Maybe she's Mexican, I don't know.
Or she might be from Mexico or Spain.
Oh, there's a couple there from,
are
kind of Indian looking, but none of them are.
Okay, how come they can't speak English?
They do, they all do.
Hey, the word on the street is Daniel's...
Not when they wait on my table.
Well, they probably... Well, you see, this is what happens, I'm sure, is they see, you know, Chris sitting there, just like... Oh,
well,
shit.
You know, I mean...
Here comes Mr. Quarter Tip, you know, and so they give Chris the old, can you repeat that, please?
Exactly.
And he agrees.
But wouldn't we all?
Yeah, I mean, everybody sees Chris, you know.
Exactly.
If you're in some kind of service industry, and you have to wait on Chris...
Right.
Oh, jeez.
And, you know, anyone that's ever done it, I'm sure... You know, won't do it again.
Hey, Brian, you know what sad is?
What's that?
He hasn't gotten the message yet. I mean, everybody else would know. When you go into a place and the waitress comes up to you and she goes, I can go order. And then she walks 3 feet away, the next table goes, hi, can I help you today? You know, most people would kind of...
You would get the message, you know, two, maybe three times.
Yeah, Chris, six, seven,
you
eight,
know,
nine. He's
in
still
every restaurant.
He's still going in there. I mean, yeah, he was bitching a while ago. He said, what's the deal with Daniels? I can't understand any of the waitresses. I go to BW3s. No, I can't understand none of the waitresses. I go to Subway. None of the waitresses. I go to Perkins. I can't understand none of the waitresses. I go to that chicken place there on the corner by Kroger's. I can't understand any of the waitresses. And he just...
And then I go in there. I have no problem myself.
No one has any problems.
I don't know.
Most people would have figured it out by now,
exactly.
I think.
Exactly.
So when is the big crosstown shootout?
I guess it's next Wednesday, right?
Next Wednesday night.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just found out today. I found out tickets are on sale or, you know, they're giving them away or whatever, so we came over.
UC only has one tough game rest until the tournament.
I guess so.
They play, like, Arizona.
Arizona at Arizona. I guess that's their only tough one left.
That'll be their only tough game.
It should be.
Although, if you ask Pete, I'm sure, if you ask Bob, he'll say, oh, they're all tough.
Yeah, well, you know, that they have to say that.
Yeah, they got to go to Memphis State still, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
That may be tough.
Yeah. You know, if they win too many in a row, you never know what happens.
Who's that yelling in the background?
Oh, that's Brad. Brad and Paul, roommates.
Oh, cute. Are they college kids?
Yeah, Brad is. Paul already graduated.
Aw. He's out in the big bad world now.
Yeah.
What the hell's happened to Xavier last few years? They were the team to beat.
I know, for a while there. That was before I lived here, but they were pretty good.
What do you think about Pete Gillen not taking that Notre Dame job? I'd have been out of here so fast to make your head spin.
I think I would have been too.
If Huggins gets a job somewhere, he's gone.
Well, I mean, if he could have kept up the program like the way it was going, you know, maybe it would have worked out better, but it's kind of fallen.
Yeah, kinda. You can't beat UC. What do you think about Huggins bringing in all these JUCO guys? We're UNLV East.
Hey, well, you know, it works.
Whatever works, man. Just win, baby.
Exactly.
Just win, baby.
Personally, I mean, I don't care, you know, but whatever he needs to do. He doesn't take any of my tuition money, so.
So you don't, yeah, I mean, you don't really care that.
Exactly.
You don't really care that maybe these guys aren't exactly scholars.
Right. Well, I think that's. A scholar, or not exactly scholar, is definitely an understatement, but you never know.
Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, just in case, because, you know, I don't know him, so, you know, being the nice guy.
Okay, Brian, well, I got to move on out of here.
All right, see you later.
Thanks for your call.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Same number.
749-1444 is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all suffer with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Our hard times come again no more. the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again tomorrow. Many days you have lingered all around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again tomorrow. While we seek mirth and beauty, their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times, come again no more. There's a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days
I'm Christopher.
I'm Rob of the U.S. Army, and when I'm killing people, I use only Winchester bullets. That's how maybe the government can make some more bucks.
You think?
Hey, Matt! Is this Stoner Matt? Hey, Matt! It's Matt who's never been on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You there, Matt?
Hold on, Jim's going to spring in action. Go for it, Jim. No, yeah, go ahead, go. Do for it.
Hey, Matt?
Yeah?
Do you have a radio on?
We're trying to tune it in, man.
88.3, Holmes.
What is it, 88.3
or 88.3?
Yep.
88.3, turn it on, man.
Tell him it's FM.
Frequency modulation.
We're right here. Tell him when he gets it in that I'm going to be saying we're right here.
You tuned in, man?
We're right here, you guys.
No, keep going.
Keep going. Okay, here we are. No, back here. Yeah, here. No, back. Yeah, we're right here.
Back it up.
We're right here. No, a little more to the left.
No, that's VXU. Keep going.
Uh-huh, we're right here.
No, that's GUC. Keep going.
Uh-huh, we're right here. No, that's NKU.
Keep going down. Keep going down.
You hear two guys talking.
Yeah, we're right here. It's me. Oh, it's me. I'm the one talking. Yeah, all the way left. That's me. You got me yet? Zero in on me.
No, past VXU.
Zero in on me. Yeah, to the left of WVXU. Right on.
Keep going past VXU.
Right on.
Keep talking, Matt. Then your friends will hear you.
Uh huh.
Cool. You
hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Here, this is me.
All right, hang on.
This is me.
Cool.
And this is me.
And together, we're us.
Us.
Cool, how you guys doing?
No, let's hey, do it the way we usually do it. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the
us.
Yeah.
Turn it up a little, I can't hear
them. Yeah, turn it up, guys. What's the matter with you? You guys deaf or something?
No, they're not deaf. They're just...
Are they stoned?
Yeah. Hey, shut up. We're not allowed to swear. We're not allowed to
crowd. Right out. Hey, you got, like, babes there?
Couple of them.
Let's talk to them.
One's my wife and one's my friend.
One's your wife? Let's talk to her.
What?
Let's talk to your wife.
Cool. One's a DJ. Talk to the DJ. Here you go.
Okay.
Hey, we'll talk to the DJ.
Well, hey, we're good. I'm talking like a couple DJs.
Hello.
Hello there. I hear you're a DJ.
Yes, I am.
Who are you a DJ for?
Neon Nights in Western Hills.
Neon Nights, Boogie Nights, there's no doubt. We are here to party.
You guys play a lot of boogieing on a disco floor like Commodores and stuff like that?
We play a lot of rap. But
can you say,
more in the future of heavy metal.
Hey, can you say this? Can you say, just like in a really cool DJ voice, for a limited time only, hurry.
For a limited time, hurry only.
Yeah, something like that. Supplies are limited.
She's got a future.
Supplies are limited.
Yeah, tip your bartenders. Make sure you tip your bartenders and waitresses.
Make sure you...
Come on.
Make sure you tip your bartenders and waitresses.
There everybody say ho.
Everybody say ho.
Now I want you to hear... This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I have a favor request. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Hello to Mindy and West Mount Healthy.
Mount Healthy, yeah.
Healthy.
Big long distance dedication going out to
Mindy of Mount Healthy. Everybody say hoed.
Hoed.
Let's give a big shout out to Mindy of Mount Healthy.
Hey, Mindy. We're easy, aren't we?
Say Big Z said yeah.
Big Z said yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys having a pre-inauguration party?
Wait, we have one more request.
One more request here.
Wait, you have to hear this from her personally.
Okay.
Big Z said, chips and blue snow cones.
Word, G Money.
You heard it from her.
What's Big Z stand for?
Ozzy. Ozzy.
Oh, as in Ozzy Osbourne?
Double Z.
Double Z.
Double Z.
Up and down.
Up and down.
That stands for up and down. Hold on, you have to hear from Ozzy.
Double Z stands for up and down. What the?
What's it?
It's one of Mount Healthy things.
Hey, are we talking to Mount Healthy live?
No, this is Norwood live. But
Norwood, what part of Norwood?
Norwood with that brand new mall that has movie theaters. 11 theaters
Arby's
in it.
Five for $5.
They got the new rent to own.
So how far are you guys from the Norwood White Castle?
Oh, about throwing distance.
You could throw a rock there?
Yeah, you know where Hardee's is? Two or three buildings down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right at that really weird intersection where the building comes to a point?
Yeah, right there at Blue Ridge.
Down there by the fir stone.
Tina Coral, man.
Uh-huh.
Coral.
You guys been drinking down at the Dew Drop Inn tonight?
No, we've been drinking on our own tonight, man.
Oh, dude, all right.
Drinking, smoking, doing our own stuff tonight, man.
All right, y'all naked?
Individuals.
Yeah.
Naturally. Yeah. Naked.
Ripped the crotch out of my jeans tonight, man.
All right.
Yeah, we're working on it.
So you guys trying to connect up with this party out in Mount Healthy, huh?
I hang with some people up in Mount Healthy sometimes.
Why? Why, you know all those people out in Mount Healthy are nothing but a bunch of hillbillies.
What?
You know all those people out in Mount Healthy, bunch
cool.
of...
What?
All those people... Yeah, they just do nothing but sit underneath their trucks and work on them and stuff.
Who is it, Mount Healthy or Norwood?
Both. But mostly Mount Healthy. Norwood's okay because they got some good thrift stores.
Okay.
You know
Mount
what I'm
Healthy
saying?
Hillbillies?
Yeah, in fact, if you go up to the Salvation Army up there, you know where all the retards are?
Yeah, down there by the Hilltop Shopping Center.
For $200, I got a jukebox.
Where at? In Norwood?
Where, down there by the Hilltop?
Uh-huh. $200. A jukebox.
They've got
sure?
the...
How long they've had that jukebox there, man?
I have no idea. I don't go in there every day.
I didn't see a jukebox.
Yeah.
You need to get in there more often. You also need to get a big, giant bag of castles and UPS them down here.
What?
Have you been over to Furman's yet?
No.
Don't go in there. The place is a rat hole. Hey, have you been to CD Den?
Peanut, seen a police turn.
Oh, that place got ripped off, man.
Did it?
Yeah, don't mention it. Don't even mention it.
It got ripped off?
Yeah. Be quiet or they're going to cut me off.
No, we're not going to cut you off.
What? No, oh, my God. It's someone who's actually worried about getting hung up on.
Yeah,
I can't.
Why would we cut you off just because your friends are boisterous?
Yeah, they are very, very, very
boisterous. We like that party atmosphere, you know?
Not shy at all.
Party on.
You guys work with me, they're not working with me, all right?
Yeah, we'll try to work
with
them.
Okay, listen, I got the tape rolling. I went
to you guys a couple weeks ago when you were... You had some guy on a cellular phone going down to the square.
Right on.
He was taking down the cross. Listen to you guys then. Didn't have access to a phone. I would have loved to call in.
Hey, dude, you got to do me a favor.
What?
Dude, you got to do me a favor here. You got a room full of people, right?
Yes.
And I got a tape recorder here. I'm going to record you guys. I want you all at the same time to say, we love Chris and Rob all together.
Go for it.
Dude.
Hey, hold on.
You got to give him a 3-2-1 count
now. Dude, you got to, like, conduct him, man. You got to conduct him like Frank Zappa.
1-2-3 on the radio. We'll yell it over the phone, got
it? Okay. One, two, three.
We love Christian Rock! Yeah!
Sounds like they said, we love Christian Rock. Like Striper forever, man.
Striper forever.
We love Christian Rock. Lamb's blood.
We love WAIS.
No, here's what I want all y'all to say together.
Yeah.
Whenever we're in the Queen City, we go to the left of our dial. You can't go no lower than the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Say that together. Ready?
I listen to you on the X, too, Rob.
Right on. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3-2-1, go.
Hey, yeah, we love Chris and Rob, man. We're your groupies, bud. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello, we're here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Matt.
What?
We're going to move on.
Hang on the line for a minute.
Hold on. Hang on the line.
All right, here. I'm going to play that back. Now get ready.